It is one of the greatest pleasures in these last few years to benefit from continuous development day and night after matters regarding air travel have become easy for reaching the holy places from every place on the globe, east and west. We are now able to put forward all that we can to offer services to the fullest extent and follow up all that can make it easy for those who come for Umrah or Hajj. You are most welcome to the land of Islam. We hope for you once again an accepted Hajj, and may your effort be praised by Allah. And we thank you and hope for you the best of health and well-being and continued good.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الذي جعل لكل أمة منسكا وجعل لها إلى الخير مسلكا، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا محمد عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم تسليما كثيرا إلى يوم الدين. بسم الله نبدأ، وبه نستعين، وبهديه نسير، وبتوفيقه نهتدي. أيها الإخوة حجاج بيت الله الحرام، السلام عليكم.
Dear brothers, pilgrims to the sacred house of Allah, peace be upon you, and the mercy of Allah and His blessings. It is my honor to welcome you on behalf of the custodian of the two holy mosques and on behalf of the government of the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. As you are starting your holy and pure journey to those holy lands to perform the rituals of Hajj. Hajj is great due to the greatness of the place, time and intention. It connotes complete and pure sincerity for Allah Most High, and in it man usually gets away from trivial matters, where all discrimination is dropped, and we get far away from differences and stay away from nonsense and the disputes during Hajj. Honorable brothers, we follow the footsteps of the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, his farewell pilgrimage. He, peace be upon him, showed us how our Hajj can be accepted, and there is no reward for the accepted Hajj except paradise. From this point, the Ministry of Hajj welcomes you and is happy to present this film showing you how to perform the rites of Umrah and Hajj and to guide you in those matters that none with the noble intention of the holy places can do without. We in this secure country prefer to let actions speak for themselves and let everyone who Allah has decreed to make the Hajj and the visitation to Medina see for himself that which will make him proud as a Muslim whose heart longs for Mecca and intends to visit the mosque of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him. We ask Allah to provide us all with sincerity in our speech and deeds. May Allah grant sanctity and the best salutations and blessings to our Prophet Muhammad, his followers and his companions, and may his peace and blessings be upon you all.
نسأل الله تعالى أن يرزقنا جميعا الإخلاص في القول والعمل وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
إن أول بيت وضع للناس للذي ببكة مباركا وهدى للعالمين فيه آيات بينات مقام إبراهيم ومن دخله كان آمنا ولله على الناس حج البيت من استطاع إليه سبيلا.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. وأذن في الناس بالحج.
And proclaim to mankind the Hajj. They will come to you on foot and on every lean camel. They will come from every deep and distant mountain highway, that they may witness things that are of benefit to them, and mention the name of Allah on appointed days. Hajj is one of the pillars of Islam. Allah has made it compulsory on those who are able of His worshippers. He said, "And Hajj to the house is a duty that mankind owes to Allah, those who can afford the expenses." Hajj is not obligatory more than once in a lifetime, according to the statement of the Prophet, peace be upon him. Hajj is once, and whoever performs it more, it is an additional good. Hajj is not sound without five conditions being met. They are Islam, for pilgrimage is not accepted from the non-Muslim. Being sane, for the duty is dropped for those who are mentally incapable. Having reached puberty, because the Hajj of the immature child does not lift the obligation until he reaches maturity and performs it. The signs of maturity are three: the occurrence of sexual dreams or night emissions, the appearance of pubic hair, reaching the age of 15, and additionally for the female is the condition of having started menstruation. Being a free person and not enslaved, the financial and physical ability to perform the Hajj. For the one who does not have enough money to leave for his family, the Hajj is not obligatory. Those who can afford to go but cannot physically do so can appoint someone to perform it on their behalf. There is another condition that is especially for the female, and that is the presence of a mahram male to accompany her, either her husband or those male members of her family that she would be ineligible to marry according to Islamic law. Whoever cannot find a mahram to accompany her, the obligation of Hajj is dropped.
كده عم شوية ازيك يا احمد سلامك الله ايوه يا استاذ احمد زي ما قلت سعادتك ان شاء الله تسلم اخر الشهر بامر الله معلش تاخرنا عليكم شوية شكرا مع السلامة
يا سلام ان شاء الله حب ان شاء الله بعد ما بعد اسبوعين واخد زوجة
زوجة
وامي
الله يبارك فيك ربنا يتقبل منا ان شاء
الله جاءت نوايا الحج؟
اي نوايا الحج ان شاء الله
انا عندي ثاني ان شاء الله
والله ان شاء الله في الايام دي بالذات ان شاء الله
هل جيت بالباخره ولا بالطياره؟
الباخره
زيارة المدينة
كمان نسأل الله تبارك وتعالى أن يقبل حجنا
Good evening, it's 5 o'clock and 7 degrees in London. I'm Christopher Terry.
And I'm Brother Ellison.
Boy! Boy!
Yeah, Alan.
Alan, can you hold on just 1 minute?
What's up? I just swapped holidays with Alan. You think 2 weeks is enough?
But as long as you're there by the 8th of Dhuhr. 8th of Dhuhr, 9th of Dhuhr, 10th of Dhuhr. Then, 3 days by street. 10 days is more than enough.
Right. Okay.
I've got to run on. We'll put that in the
tent. Okay, no problem. Okay. Yeah, Alan, that's great. I really owe you one. Thanks a lot.
The first step a Muslim takes on this journey of a lifetime is getting a visa for the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, which is stamped on a legal document such as a passport. Saudi consulates are at the ready, exerting the greatest efforts to prepare and process the applications of those who would like to perform the Hajj. The Ministry of Hajj has published instructions especially made for the benefit of pilgrims to the Holy House of Allah. Notice is given to those who apply that the final deadline for submitting applications for Hajj visas is the 25th of Dhul Qadah. As well, notice is given to visa applicants of the last days to enter and exit the kingdom after the Hajj. It confirms the return date on every travel ticket, since it is not permitted for anyone to stay over after the completion of the Hajj. The Hajj visa is granted for free to the one who provides the required documentation for travel and the proper application form. The one who requires a visa must show a round-trip ticket with a confirmed return time along with a medical certificate verifying the holder is free of any communicable diseases. Also, two checks should be issued from recognized banks in the Kingdom of the United Agents Office. The first check is for the services provided by the office at the port of arrival and those provided by the Hajj guides. Also included is the rental of tent space at Mina and Arafat. The second check is for all transportation. Additionally, each pilgrim should have sufficient funds for his expenses and accommodations, and the best form is traveler's checks that are easily cashed in every place of business.
مش هذا فضل 400 او 450
لسه
مصاريف الحج
عملت حساب الشيكين
عملت حساب كل حاجه عملت حساب النقل عملت حساب الوكلاء وعملت حساب الاضحيه والدجاج
عملت حساب الطياره يا ابني
تذاكر الطيران هو ده اول شيء بنعمل حساب اهم حاجه
طب ايه رايك نتكلف المبلغ النائب من عم ابو محمد
نتكلف من عم ابو محمد
وهذا بيجوز يعني بتتكلف
طبعا ما ينفعش ازاي طالعين حج ونستلف ما تتأخريش
طب ايه رأيك نتصرف بالذهب اللي عندي
والله فكرة ممتازة النفقة الطيبة
The good expenditure from lawful earnings is a necessity for Hajj, as is confirmed from the Prophet, peace be upon him. Verily Allah is good, and he does not accept other than good. Whoever doesn't have enough lawful money is not obliged to perform Hajj. If he borrows money from someone, his Hajj is valid, but it is not strictly according to the approved practice. The pilgrim should have a pure intention to go for Allah and gain the good hereafter, and keep away from what belongs to the people, and he should write down his debts and have them witnessed. When the pilgrim intends Hajj, it is recommended that he write a will and advise his family to fear Allah. It is necessary that he hurry to make a sincere repentance to Allah for all his sins. As Allah Most High states, and all of you beg Allah to forgive you all, that you may be successful. Just as he should learn all that is legislated for him in his Hajj and Umrah of regulations and rulings, and to understand them until he is clear and knowledgeable in his Hajj.
The Kingdom of Saudi Arabia is pleased to be honored for the care of the Holy Land. The higher and central committees of Hajj and all of the ministries and governmental offices plan and prepare special programs for the coming Hajj season as soon as the present season is over. The land is moistened and the air is cooled through updated technical methods. A tremendous budget is appropriated every year for the purpose of developing and expanding the two holy mosques and to prepare the holy sites. Pure cold water is bottled as a gift from the custodian of the two holy mosques for the visitors to the Most Merciful. All of this stands as an example of the position of the kingdom as a government and a people in the way of fulfilling the duty that Allah has specially assigned for them. These concentrated efforts are given a personal interest from all the responsible parties in the country, as well as the private sector, who have at their forefront the custodian of the two holy mosques as a guide. Every contingency is made for the case of emergency, and field exercises are performed to test and check the readiness of men and equipment and the details of cooperation between service branches. Continuous preparations are made for meeting over 2 million pilgrims from more than 120 nations of different tongues and various stations in life. But nonetheless, they are all equal here in what Allah the Majestic has enjoined and equal in the sight of those who have dedicated themselves to the services of the guests of the merciful. These efforts are put forth to make sure that the pilgrim, wherever he comes from, performs his duty to Allah in a worthy free atmosphere that is composed and suitable for his great undertaking. Well-studied plans, established programs, services present, equipment prepared, and men at the ready.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وقل اعملوا فسيرى الله عملكم ورسوله والمؤمنون وستردون إلى عالم الغيب والشهادة فينبئكم بما كنتم تعملون
Hajj guides of Mecca, whose services are represented by the private guidance establishments, have had a historical role to play in providing direct services to the pilgrims to Allah's house. For this purpose, the Ministry of Hajj provides training courses to further develop the guides to better serve the pilgrims. The Ministry receives the official Hajj delegations from other governments earlier to exchange views and make any necessary coordination and preparations for meeting their delegations of pilgrims. At the same time, the Ministry continues supervising and following up all the Hajj organizations.
لا ما عندي خلاص أكل.
أكل يعني؟
أكل خلاص.
ربنا على
الإحرام. The ihram is the intention to begin the rites of Hajj, but there are a number of prerequisites to it, such as taking a bath, exactly like washing up from the state of janaba or ritual impurity due to a sexual act, and removing any excess hair from the body, like trimming the mustache without, of course, touching the beard, which is forbidden. Shaving the pubic hair around both the private parts and the underarms, clipping the nails of the feet and hands, and after that to perfume one's body and hair, not including the actual cloth of the ihram. The muhrim then puts on two pieces of cloth that make his ihram. The upper portion is called ridha, and the lower portion is called the izar. He should not cover his head, and it is highly recommended that the ihram be made of clean white cloth. As far as the lady muhrima is concerned, she may wear whatever she likes of clothing that is within proper limits set for women according to Islam. She should not imitate the men in her clothing, nor should she put on perfume. She should also not wear the niqab. The Hajj rituals are of three types, Tumattu', Quran, and Ifrad. The Tumattu' Hajj is when the pilgrim makes the intention to do Umrah in the month of Hajj, namely commencing with the month of Shawwal. He finishes his Umrah and then he makes his Hajj in the same year. The Quran is to perform the Umrah and the Hajj in the same Ihram, or to make Ihram for Umrah and adds the intention for Hajj before he begins any act. The Ifrad is to make the Ihram for Hajj alone. The scholars have agreed that a person can choose any of these three types. However, they differ on which type is best. Most correct is that Tumattu' is the best because the Prophet, peace be upon him, ordered and urged his companions to do it, and also because there is more to be done in it. A complete Umrah is made, as well as all the rites of Hajj, and it is easiest for whoever arrives early for Hajj. There are four pillars for Hajj: Ihram, Tawaf al-Ifada, Asai, Stopping at Arafat, the Hajj is invalid for whoever does not complete all four of these pillars. As far as the duties of Hajj, there are seven. Ihram, from the stopping station, to stay in Arafat until the sun sets, to stay in Muzdalifah, the stoning the pillars on the days of Eid and on the second and third days of Tashriq, shaving or trimming the hair, the nights of Tashriq and Mina, and the farewell Tawaf. Whoever does not perform any of these owes a redemption or the slaughter of a sheep within the precincts of Mecca, and its meat distributed to the poor of Mecca without taking any portion of it for himself. The times for Hajj are 3 months beginning from the first of Shawwal and ending with Dhu-Hijjah. These are the 3 months of Hajj according to the most correct saying, and it is known that the actual rituals are performed on specific days. There are specific places to begin one's intention to enter Ihram, and these are five. It is not allowable for anyone who intends to perform Hajj to pass these stations without entering into a state of Ihram. One is called Bu Hulayfa, which is now known as Abyar Ali, Al-Juhfa, which is a village near Rabigh, Qarn al-Manazil, which is known as Asail al-Kubir, Dat al-Iraq, and Yalamlan. Whoever comes from an area where his route does not pass directly through these places, he should make intention for Ihram at the closest area to the Miqat, nearest his route, whether coming by land, sea, or air. The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, "They, the Miqats, are for those who live there, and whoever passes by them, from whoever lives outside of them and intends to make Hajj or Umrah."
This is the station of Dhul Hulayfa, or Abya Ali, and this is the Miqat of the people of Medina, and those who come from its direction, and it is about 450 kilometers north of Mecca. It is an example of what the kingdom has prepared for the guests of Ar-Rahman. All of these places of Ihram have been well equipped, and the mosques in them are built, and facilities for security, health, and rest are all found there. It is the same at all points of arrival, whether by land, sea, or air.
Allahumma. إني أريد الأمرة أحرمت بها لله تعالى متمتعا بها بالحج فتقبلها مني وأعني عليها يا رب العالمين.
لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك.
إن الحمد لله والنعمة
لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد لله
More than 80% of the pilgrims arriving in the kingdom from abroad come through the King Abdulaziz International Airport in Jeddah and its special Hajj terminal, designed for the visitors to the Holy House of Allah.
This imposing structure fascinated architects the world over when it was inaugurated in 1401 Hijra. It was built along the design of huge contiguous tents from special materials resistant to heat and atmospheric changes. Its unique architectural layout is over an area over 500,000 square meters, with a capacity to hold over 80,000 pilgrims at a time, who stay for a brief period before moving on to the holy places. This airport contains every type of necessary service to make easy the reception of the pilgrims and provide for their comfort and completion of entry processing, followed by their transfer to Mecca and Medina. The pilgrims enter the arrival terminal in delegations and groups, having either group travel documents or individual passports, while some come as individuals. The pilgrim then goes through a simple entry process and registration for travel to the holy places, starting with the passport office. He is then met by the representative of the control and distribution of numbers, and his passport is stamped in the name of the guiding establishment that will serve him. Then a representative of the United Agents Office will secure a check from the pilgrim and the other check for transportation on behalf of the General Committee for Transport Vehicles. There are no taxes or fees for Hajj, and the specified money that a pilgrim pays is only for the services provided to him in Mecca, Medina, and the holy places. He is then given a ticket for transport made of several coupons, which will be used during his travel. There are some individual pilgrims who arrive without these two checks, or with only one of them, for some reason.
Okay, now we will take your passport and you go outside and get a small bag.
The pilgrim takes the receipt for his passport and a report is written, and he is sent to a place to pay the cost of services that were to be covered by the checks.
And you go outside in our office in 2A. You give him the money and they will give you your passport.
Yeah, we hope to go to a nice hug. Okay?
Finally, the pilgrim must clear customs. When the pilgrim enters the halls of the pilgrim city, he will find employees in special uniforms representing the United Agents Office waiting to serve him with their carts. He will find clerks giving information and guidance belonging to the Ministry of Hajj, who are required to make things easy for him by answering all his questions and inquiries, and assist him in getting whatever he needs while he is waiting in the rest area. The United Agents Office represents all the establishments working during Hajj, together with the General Transportation Committee, which supervises all of the transportation companies. Both share in assisting the buses in taking pilgrims to Mecca and Medina, for some pilgrims prefer to stop in Medina first. On the way to Mecca, the bus goes to the center for receiving and grouping the pilgrims. It supplies and gives the pilgrims Zamzam water, which is provided by the United Offices throughout their stay in Mecca.
الحمد لك والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك اللهم لبيك.
The passports are given to the private offices for guidance and are classified according to nationality. A representative of this establishment takes the bus to Mecca from the grouping center, and he takes every pilgrim to the headquarters of the group which is responsible for him in Mecca. These guiding establishments take the pilgrim's passport, and it remains safely in their custody until the pilgrim has completed all of his rites. They also assist him in finding accommodation. In order to guarantee that the pilgrim does not get lost and that he can identify his place of accommodation easily, special identification bracelets are issued to each pilgrim, which contains the name, address, and telephone number of the establishment. Another important document that each pilgrim is given is an identification card with his photograph, having basic information about the pilgrim and his arrival and departure dates printed. Those pilgrims who come by land or sea go through the same procedures.
Mecca al-Mukarramah contains the house of Allah, al-Bayt al-Haram. It is the city in which the revelation was sent to Allah's messenger, peace be upon him. Allah has glorified it and made it a sacred place of comfort, safety, and rest. O Allah, this holy place is yours, and this city is yours. Security is from you, and the worshipper is yours. I have come from a far land with many sins and bad deeds. I ask you as one who is in dire need of your help, and one who is fearful of your punishment, to enter me into the vast paradise of bounties and favors. O Allah, this is your sanctuary and that of your prophet. So please make my flesh, blood, and bones forbidden for the hellfire. O Allah, secure me from your torment on the day you raise your slaves. I ask you by the virtue that you are Allah, and there is nothing worthy of worship except you, the merciful, and the one who gives mercy to the creation, to mention our master Muhammad among the high angels, and give him safety and salutations along with his followers and companions forever. Using perfume is one of the things that is prohibited while in ihram. There are several things not permitted to one performing Umrah or Hajj while in ihram. The first is not to pluck any hair from the head or body. The second is not to cut the nails of the fingers or toes. The third is using perfumes on the body, in one's clothing, or scent in one's food or drink. The fourth is wearing gloves. Fifth is sexual contact. Sixth is to make a marriage contract. Seventh is to hunt game within the precincts of Mecca. Eighth is sexual intercourse. Whoever commits the last act has corrupted his Hajj, and he must continue until its completion, but he must make it up again in the following year. Upon him is an expiation of the sacrifice of a camel in Mecca, or at the place where he had intercourse. Its meat is to be distributed to the poor of Mecca. Each of these eight forbidden matters applies both to men and women. There are two more matters that apply to the male especially, and they are, firstly, covering the head with something that touches it. A covering over the head, like the roof of a car, bus, tent, or umbrella, is allowable. To wear anything sewn to fit the body, or part of it, like a shirt, trousers, or leather socks above the ankles. Sandals are not included in this, however. They should not reach above the ankles. Wearing a ring, watch, glasses, a hearing aid, or a money belt is permissible. There is one more thing forbidden, especially for the females, and that is covering her face. However, she may pull her head cover before her face or lower it over it if men approach and pass by her who are not mahram for her. Whoever does any of these matters without a valid excuse is sinful and owes a fidya, a sacrifice. But whoever does so out of a need or necessity, there is no sin upon them, but he still owes a fidya. Whoever does so with the excuse of being ignorant or forgetful or being forced from sleep, he is neither sinful nor does he owe a fidya. The Quran says, Our Lord, do not hold us accountable for that which we forget or are mistaken in. Whoever wants to know the type of fidya or the quantity, he may owe should ask righteous people of knowledge. When the pilgrim goes to Mecca, he goes to Al-Masjid al-Haram to perform the Tawaf al-Qudum, or Tawaf of arrival.
لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله اللهم افتح لي أبواب رحمتك
اللهم زد هذا
Allah increase the honor and glorification of this house and awe and reverence for it, and righteousness. All praise is due to Allah, the Lord of all the worlds, and He is most deserving of it, and as is befitting the nobility of His face and His magnificent majesty. All praise is due to Allah, who has enabled me to reach His house and has made it welcome for me. All praise is due to Allah for every condition. O Allah, You have called to the Hajj, to your sacred house, so please accept it from me and overlook my faults and make my deeds good in all my affairs. There is no God except you. The Tawaf, or circling around the Kaaba, is done 7 times, beginning at the black stone. It is from the Sunnah, the way of the Prophet, peace be upon him, for the male pilgrim to do ittiba. That is, he puts the upper center portion of his ihram under his right armpit, leaving his right shoulder exposed. He then kisses or touches the black stone if it is easy, and if he is unable to do that, he merely points to it and says, Allahu Akbar. It is a sunnah for him to make ramil, which is to take quick small steps around the Kaaba. This does not apply to women. When he reaches the Yemeni corner, he is not to point to it, but he should touch it if he can. In between the Yemeni corner and the black stone, he can make the supplication, Our Lord, give us good in this life and good in the next, and protect us from the punishment of the hellfire. Once he reaches the black stone, he has completed one circuit, and he then repeats Allahu Akbar to begin the second circuit, and he does as he did in the first circuit until he reaches 7. When the courtyard of the Kaaba is overcrowded, the pilgrim can make tawaf at any place in the masjid, in either the first, second, or third floors, and there are markers showing the position of the black stone. It is not permitted to push or crowd other pilgrims in order to reach the black stone, or to be so keen to kiss it if it is not easy, because it is not a necessary part of the Hajj. If the pilgrim is unable to walk, he may be taken around by wheelchair or carriage, and he does as the walking pilgrim does.
Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar.
When the congregational prayer begins, the pilgrim stops his rituals and prays along with the group. After the prayer is complete, he may finish his tawaf at the point he stopped. If he is uncertain about the number of circuits, he should act upon the lower number. After the finishing of tawaf, he then covers both shoulders. Then he proceeds to Maqam Ibrahim, the station of Ibrahim, and makes a prayer of two parts or rakats, known as the Sunnah of Tawaf. He reads Suratul Kafirun in the first part and Suratul Ikhlas in the second. If it is very crowded there, he can pray in any place in the mosque. After this, he goes to the well of Zamzam and fills himself with it and makes any supplication he likes. If possible, he can go down to the source of the well, or else Zamzam is found in every part of the masjid. Then the pilgrim goes to the Mas'a, the place of Sa'i, to begin the Sa'i or walking between the two hills seven times by going through the door of Safa. And he ascends the hill of Safa or stands at it and reads the verse, "Verily As-Safa and Al-Marwa are the symbols of Allah. So it is not a sin on him who performs Hajj or Umrah of the house to perform going between them. And whoever does good voluntarily, Allah is all-recognizer, all-knower." It is recommended for him to face the Kaaba and praise and glorifying Allah, saying, La ilaha illallah, wahdi la sharika lah, lahul mulk, lahul hamd, yuhi wa yumeet. Then he raises his hands to make any supplication he wishes. Afterwards, he proceeds to Al-Marwa, and it is recommended for him to supplicate much, and it is better for him to be clean of any ritual impurity. Whoever makes his sa'i without being in a state of ritual purity or wudu, his sa'i will still be accepted. If the woman begins her menstrual cycle or is in a state of postnatal bleeding, she can continue her sa'i because ritual purity is not a condition for making sa'i, but it is preferred. Once the male pilgrim reaches the first green post, he should rush until he reaches the other green post. It is not recommended for women to rush between these two posts. There are special paths provided for those who cannot make sa'i on foot for the use of wheelchairs, and pedestrians should take care not to walk in these pathways and disturb their easy passage. When he reaches Al-Marwa, a single pass has been completed, and he goes up it or stands at it, though it is better to go up, and he says and does just as he did at As-Safa. Hereafter, he begins walking back from Al-Marwa to Al-Safa to complete the second pass. When he reaches the green signpost, he rushes again until he reaches the second post, and he walks the remaining distance to Al-Safa and repeats what he did before. He does this a total of seven times. If he is in doubt about the number of passes, he again uses the least number as his basis. Sa'i is like other acts in the Hajj. It is an act of worship. Therefore, it is not permissible for a pilgrim to push or disturb or harm his brother Muslims. It is the duty for every pilgrim to intend to please Allah in his Hajj. When the pilgrim completes his sa'i, he either gets a haircut or shaves his head, and shaving is better. However, if he gets a haircut and leaves shaving for Hajj, it is better. The woman does not shave, but should take some hair from the ends of her hair or from every braid. About the length of a fingertip or less is cut. When the pilgrim does this, his umrah is completed, and everything that was not permitted to him in the state of ihram is now permissible. As for the muqrin, when he completes the umrah and gets his hair cut, he should not remove his ihram until the time of Hajj, the 8th, 9th, and 10th of Dhul Hijjah. As for the mufrid, he either goes to Mina on the 8th and makes tawaf and sa'i after the 10th or the first day of Eid, or he makes the arrival tawaf and the sa'i for Hajj, and he has nothing to do until the tawaf al-ifada without a sa'i.
The Holy Harem of Mecca, which the Muslims visit today, is the fruit of extraordinary efforts which have been made and are still being made by Saudi Arabia in the service of the House of Allah. Since the dawn of Islam, there have been a number of expansion efforts made to the Haram, the last of which was made during the Abbasid period in the year 306 Hijra. Other than beautification and renovation, nothing was done in the way of expansion for 1,000 years. At the time of founding of the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, King Abdulaziz intended to enlarge the two harems, which resulted in two floors of the hills of As-Safa and Al-Marwa being included in the building structure of the mosque. This enabled an expansion that could accommodate 500,000 worshippers. However, the increasing number of pilgrims to the House of Allah necessitated drastic solutions. When the custodian of the two holy mosques, King Fahd ibn Abdulaziz, came to power, he ordered a new expansion of Masjid al-Haram to the maximum capacity. In the year 1409 Hijra, he placed the cornerstone for this great enlargement, which increased the area of the mosque to 360,000 square meters, including the roof and outside courtyards that could accommodate more than 1 million worshippers at peak times. Along with the expansion, other projects were launched for beautification, renovation, and preparation of the Haram. The newest modern methods were used, such as marble flooring, which retains coolness in intense heat, along with escalators and central air conditioning systems and internal public address systems, as well as a radio and television studio. At the beginning of Dhul Hijjah each year, to mark the blessed month, the Kaaba is washed from inside, and this is an ancient Islamic tradition. A representative of the custodian of the holy mosques, the Prince of Mecca, shares it in this in addition to other important figures and the heads of Islamic delegations to the kingdom from around the world. The door of the Kaaba was made during the time of King Khalid ibn Abdulaziz from solid gold made by Saudi craftsmen, replacing the old door made during the time of his father. The Kaaba had been covered by a kiswa since ancient times. The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, let it remain on the day he conquered Mecca in the 8th year of Al-Hijra, and during the centuries, the caliphs, kings, and princes have cared for this covering of the Kaaba, which is changed annually. This cover has been made in a special factory in Mecca since 1357 Hijra. The kiswa is made of pure silk and it is embroidered with Quranic verses by expert Saudi craftsmen using pure gold and silver threads.
The movement of a pilgrim from Mecca to Mina is about 7 kilometers, because the distance between the Haram and Mina is about 7 kilometers, and from the borders of Mina to Arafat is about 14 kilometers, and from Arafat to Muzdalifah is about 5 kilometers. After the pilgrim has completed his Umrah, he should remain busy with the remembrance of Allah and worship. As the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, whoever makes Hajj and he does not commit any sexual misconduct and no sinfulness, he returns as the day his mother gave birth to him.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سابقوا إلى مغفرة من ربكم وجنة عرضها كعرض السماء والأرض أعدت للذين آمنوا بالله ورسله.
Mina is a valley surrounded by sturdy mountains, and it has boundaries which one cannot legally go beyond. So it was well planned to make the best use of every inch in Mina. So the ability of Mina to handle more has been due to removing rocks and penetrating the mountains and paving the hills, along with constructing roads, bridges, and tunnels.
The day of Tarawiyah is the 8th day of Dhul Hijjah, in which the pilgrim goes out to Mina and prays the midday, afternoon, twilight, and night prayers shortened, with the exception of the twilight prayer. This was the action of the Prophet, peace be upon him. To do so, however, is not obligatory. The mutamati starts wearing his ihram on that day from the place he is, and it is not of the sunnah for him to leave that place and to go to the haram like some people do. Such an act has neither been attributed to the Prophet, peace be upon him, nor his companions. He then does with his ihram just as he did in the Umrah, as far as washing and putting perfume on his body and hair, and cleaning up such as trimming. He then begins talbiyah, saying,
لبيك اللهم حجا لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك.
The pilgrim must avoid pushing and crowding other pilgrims. It is not necessary for him to pray in Masjid al-Khayf in Mina if it is crowded. He can pray in any congregation where he is.
The guest of Ar-Rahman finds in Mina what he has found since his arrival in this pure land of care and services, made ready so that he may perform his rites easily and with tranquility. To assist in maintaining this atmosphere, it is the duty of the pilgrim to stick to the morals of the Hajj by keeping his clothing and accommodations clean. Putting his belongings and other articles in the way of the people is infringing upon the right of the road, and there are inherent dangers in doing this. Whatever the pilgrim needs is available in Mina, and holding to Islamic morals allows the pilgrim to concentrate on his rites and remembrance of Allah.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والذين هم لأماناتهم وعهدهم راعون والذين هم على صلواتهم يحافظون أولئك هم الوارثون الذين يرثون الفردوس هم فيها خالدون.
The ninth of Dhul-Hijjah is the most prominent day of the Hajj. The pilgrims on that day go from Mina to Arafat. They make intention to Allah in humility and with fear. It is a day of mass gathering in which Allah showers His blessings upon His slaves. He shows these masses to His angels, and He frees so many of His slaves from the punishment of hellfire. Satan is not as humiliated and scorned on any day as much as he is on the day of Arafat because of what he sees of Allah's mercy, generosity, and forgiveness. Arafat is the place where people stand on the ninth of Dhul-Hijjah. It has definite borders, outside of which no pilgrim should go. There are markers that indicate its boundaries, and it is a sunnah to go to Masjid Namira, if possible, because the Prophet, peace be upon him, did so. He should be aware that the front portion of Masjid Namira is not in Arafat, and that there is another valley called Irana, in front of the masjid, in the direction of the Qibla, that is not considered a part of Arafat. As for the Mount of Mercy, it is within the borders of Arafat, but it is not necessary to scale it, especially if it is overcrowded and much time may be lost. Pilgrims to the sacred house of Allah, you have come to these holy lands, and you have witnessed that Allah has blessed it with security, peace, and welfare. When the pilgrim reaches Arafat on the morning of the ninth day of Dhul-Hijjah, he goes to Namira Mosque if possible and easy, and if there is no harm, because staying in Namira is not a duty. When Dhuhr time comes, he prays both Dhuhr and Asr combined, and shortened with 2 rakats each, because this was the practice of the Prophet, peace be upon him.
A great day that is witnessed along with the efforts made to make the Hajj easier. Trees have been planted to shade those who stand there, and mist is sprayed to provide relief from the intense heat. In the sky are helicopters which hover above monitoring the crowds, and in every place are offices of guidance and services. In case of any emergency or injury, there is always a place nearby with medicine and facilities that can deal with such occurrences. A pilgrim will make it easy for himself and his brother pilgrims if he follows the instructions of the responsible authorities. He should apply preventative health measures such as going to the nearest medical center if he feels sick and staying out of direct sunlight by using an umbrella and avoiding overexertion in the heat. When you are planning to provide and care for more than 2 million people in a limited area for a limited time, you cannot forget what this requires. Moreover, you must establish offices and centers to help those who get lost and ensure they are equipped to handle the various languages of the pilgrims.
Yeah. شكرك بقى انت ها محمد ها
There is a special place in Arafat for lost children, as well as in the hearts of the workers there. It is a special place equipped to calm the lost child until his family or guardians arrive for him. The pilgrim stays in Arafat till sunset because the Prophet, peace be upon him, did so. And to leave before that time is an act of the pre-Islamic days of ignorance, which Islam came to oppose. The time for staying in Arafat extends up to the dawn of the 10th, the day of Eid, according to the statement of the Prophet, peace be upon him. Whoever comes on the night of the big move, before the dawn, he has made his Hajj. Every pilgrim should stay in the place of his accommodation. If it is possible for him to go to the rocks where the Prophet, peace be upon him, stood, it is better, but it is not necessary, especially when it is crowded. He should stay wherever it is easy for him in Arafat, for the Prophet, peace be upon him, said, I stayed here, and all of Arafat is a place of standing. The pilgrim should face the Qibla when making supplication, and it is a sunnah to use the authentic supplications attributed to the Prophet, peace be upon him, because these are the best and the most comprehensive of supplications. The best of supplications are those said on the day of Arafat, as the Prophet, peace be upon him, said, The best of supplications is my supplication on the day of Arafat, and the best thing that I and the prophets before me have said is, There is no deity besides Allah, who is alone and without partner. To him is the sovereignty and the praise. He is the giver of life and death, and he has power over all things. If the pilgrim does not know any of the supplications of the Prophet, peace be upon him, he may make any supplication he wishes that is allowable in Islam, asking for good in this life and in the hereafter.
اللهم انصرنا ولا تنصر علينا اللهم انصرنا ولا تنصر علينا ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم تقبل دعاءنا ورجاءنا وتوسلنا إليك
الله أكبر
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا
When the sun sets, the pilgrims move to Muzdalifah in tranquility, repeating the Talbiyah. If the road is spacious enough, they should hurry onward, as did the Prophet, peace be upon him. It is not permitted to leave before the sun set, since the Prophet, peace be upon him, did not do so, and because he said, Take your rights from me. The pilgrims go from Arafat to Muzdalifah, which is about 5 kilometers away, and the pilgrim is not allowed to stay outside its borders. He is not obliged to go to Al-Masharul Haram, a place on the way to Mina. Rather, he spends the night wherever it is easy for him to find a place inside the borders of Muzdalifah. In Muzdalifah, the pilgrim should pray Maghrib and Isha combined, with the Isha shortened at the time of Isha,
following the practice of the messenger, peace be upon him, unless he is afraid that the allowable time for Isha will pass. In such a case, he may pray at any place along the way. He stays in Muzdalifah, and he does not pray any night prayer or any extra prayers, because this was the practice of the Prophet, peace be upon him, who did not pray any extra prayer between Maghrib and Isha, nor after any one of them. This is the 10th, the great day of Hajj, great because of the many duties to be performed during it. First, the stoning of the pillars with 7 stones and saying Allahu Akbar with each throw. Second, slaughtering a sacrifice for whoever has a hadi. Third is the cutting or shaving of the hair of the head. Fourth is doing Tawaf al-Ifada, or the Tawaf of Hajj, along with Sa'i for the Mutamati, and whoever has not previously done so of the Muqrin and the Mufrid. Pelting the pillars is one of the duties of Hajj with the intention of remembering Allah and following the way of the Prophet, peace be upon him, who said, take your rights from me. He collects the pebbles from any place, and it is not recommended to wash them. They are thrown without washing them because no such act can be traced to the Prophet, peace be upon him, nor any of his companions. The size of the stone should be about the size of a broad bean, or a bit larger than the size of a chickpea. He should not do as those who are ignorant do, such as shouting and cursing when pelting the stones. These are religious symbols of Allah, and whoever honors the symbols of Allah, then it is truly from the piety of the heart. The pilgrim should not rush with force, for he will harm his fellow pilgrims. Then he pelts the pillar, or jamara, with 7 consecutive pebbles, and he raises his hand with every one, saying, Allahu Akbar. He should also be careful to throw into the basin, and for the safety of the pilgrims, there is an upper and lower level to do this. He may use either. The crowds here are the most intense, because the pilgrims converge upon it in a very limited period, and because of this, it is not lawful for people to sleep or eat and drink there, or to stay under or on the bridge of the pillars, which can cause much harm to the pilgrims. If the pilgrim is mutamatti, or qarin, and he is not a resident of Mecca, he has to slaughter a sheep, or share in a 7th part of a camel or a cow. This should be purchased with lawful funds and earnings. If he is unable to do so, he must fast 3 days during the Hajj, followed by 7 when he returns to his home country. He should do so before the day of sacrifice, which is the day of Eid, or during the 3 days of Tashri'.
The pilgrim who would like to benefit himself and others from his sacrifice can do so by purchasing a voucher from the banks or specially assigned places to have the slaughter done on his behalf, using the latest methods where the meat is refrigerated, packed or canned, and sent to the needy Muslims of the world.
After making the sacrifice, the pilgrim shaves or gets his hair cut short, and to shave is better. The Prophet, peace be upon him, made supplication 3 times for those who shave, and only once for those who shortened. All of the hair on the head should be shaved or cut short. The woman must cut only the length of a fingertip from the edge of all her hair, or the tip of her braids. After stoning the big pillar, Jamaratul Aqaba, on the day of Eid, and shaving or cutting, everything is permitted the pilgrim except sexual relations. This is called the first tahallul, or release from ihram. It is sunnah for him to take a bath and perfume, and to put his normal clothing on, and to go to Mecca and make his Tawaf al-Ifada. Tawaf al-Ifada is one of the pillars of Hajj, and it is incomplete without it. Allah Most High has said, and make Tawaf around the ancient house. He does in the Tawaf al-Ifada, just as he did in the Tawaf al-Qudum. The Mutamatta'a makes Tawaf going round the Kaaba 7 times, and then makes Sa'i. And this is the Sa'i of Hajj, because the first one was for Umrah. As for the Qarin and the Mufrid, they each make the Tawaf going around 7 times, without Sa'i, if they did the Sa'i previously. And after this Tawaf of Hajj and the Sa'i, everything is permitted to the pilgrim, including lawful sexual relations. And this is called At-Tahallul Al-Akbar, or the major release. The pilgrims go back to Mina and stay there for 2 or 3 days and nights, and they pelt the Jamarat every day after the zenith of the sun has passed, and they should do so in order. A pilgrim should never leave pelting the pillars unless there is a valid excuse.
Yallah imam, ashifam nirgi. Allahum.
It is permissible for someone who is suffering a real illness or weakness or old age or pregnancy to appoint someone to stone for them. And this is only for a rajm. This is not permissible for any of the other rites. During the 3 days of Tashriq, after the zenith of the sun has passed, he pelts the 3 jamarat with 7 pebbles consecutively. He starts with the smallest one nearest Masjid al-Khayf and tosses 7 pebbles, one after the other, saying Allahu Akbar with each toss. Then he proceeds a little and stops while facing the Kaaba to make supplication. The supplication should be done with raised hands for a long time, sincerely beseeching Allah. He then goes on to stone the middle Jamarah with 7 pebbles consecutively, saying the takbir with each throw. Then he moves back and supplicates again. Finally, he stones the largest pillar, Jamarat al-Aqaba, which is the closest to Mecca al-Mukarramah, with 7 pebbles consecutively, and does as before. However, he does not stop to make any supplication afterwards. He should make sure that each pebble goes into the basin around the pillar. If he stones on the 11th and the 12th, it is allowable for him to hasten from Mina and leave before the sunset. But if he stays until the 13th day, it is better, for there is a greater reward.
Mina in the days of Tashriq is a tremendous international Islamic convention. Therein is total caring and complete service. The pilgrim finds their brethren from every part of the globe, and now he finds time to learn more about his religion or to visit the various Islamic centers to get enlightenment from religious scholars and jurists. In Mina during these days, the custodian of the 2 holy mosques receives the guest dignitaries and heads of Islamic delegations. A word from the Minister of Hajj. He gives thanks to the custodian of the 2 holy mosques and in the name of all the heads of the Hajj delegations, and in the name of every Muslim who has set foot in this pure land. It is not a matter of boasting for this nation, but it is an Islamic duty, and we hope that Allah accepts your Hajj and your supplications. We are only in the service of Islam and the Muslims, and we ask Allah to provide you every success and an honorable return to your countries, and that you may once again return to these holy places.
الحج والاستطاعة في حدود الزمان والمكان والحج وأثره في حياة الأمة الإسلامية.
The Ministry of Hajj organizes an annual Hajj seminar which offers an opportunity for prominent Islamic personalities to discuss matters important to Islam and the Muslims.
محدودة والأوضاع غير متعلقة.
قال جل من قائل فلا رفث ولا فسوق ولا جدال في الحج.
أذكر مثلا من بينها رحلة البدو.
The Ministry of Hajj also hosts the heads and members of delegations from the Islamic world at a large celebration marking the completion of the Hajj, and it benefits from their points of view and exchanges and shares with them the hopes for the Islamic nation.
الإيمان بالله سبحانه وتعالى وبنبيه صلى الله عليه وسلم أخلاق رحمة احترام للآخرين ضد الشرك.
One of the four countries which has the largest Muslim population.
As we are finishing this season, we would like you to forgive us for our shortcomings, as we are always trying our best to serve you in the most proper way. In this, we hope to approach the ambitions of our leader, the custodian of the two holy mosques. The Ministry of Information, as well, presents a celebration in honor of those worldwide media delegations and organizations who come to cover the Hajj.
ومن ثم سارت المواكب الى منى ورميتم جمره العقبه ثم انتهيتم عائدين الى مكه فاسدين بين يديه في خشوع وخضوع ورجوع اليه بدعاء نسعى لتجسد هذا اللقاء معا وفي كل لقاء نستعرض معا ابرز قضاياه الاسلاميه والعربيه.
When the pilgrim leaves Mina and completes the rites of Hajj and intends to return to his homeland, he performs a tawaf of seven circuits called the farewell tawaf. According to the instruction of the Prophet, peace be upon him, let none of you leave until his final covenant is made with the house. It is not permissible for the pilgrim to remain in Mecca after he has performed this farewell tawaf, other than what must necessarily be done to secure transportation or waiting for its arrival or his friends. It is also not permitted for him to do anything more of the rituals of Hajj. The farewell tawaf is not incumbent upon the menstruating women, nor one suffering from postnatal bleeding, because the Prophet excused them.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wajahidu fillahi haqqa jihadih. واجتباكم وما جعل عليكم في الدين من حرج ملة أبيكم إبراهيم هو سماكم المسلمين من قبل وفي هذا ليكون الرسول شهيدا عليكم وتكونوا شهداء على الناس فأقيموا الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة واعتصموا بالله هو مولاكم فنعم المولى ونعم النصير.
With the completion of the Hajj, the pilgrims begin to leave and the grouping of their large numbers is put into effect. The special centers under the Ministry of Hajj controlling the grouping of the pilgrims work around the clock. The pilgrim leaves the land of the kingdom carrying with him a gift of the Holy Quran printed by the Holy Quran printing press of King Fahad in Al-Madinah Al-Munawwara. Medina is the city of the Prophet, peace be upon him, which aided, assisted, and opened up its heart to him. An effort of construction has been witnessed there, and the expansion project of the Prophet's Masjid is but an example of that effort. The area of the Masjid has been expanded to 165,000 square meters, and in addition to the outer courtyard, it can accommodate more than 650,000 worshippers. The most innovative and up-to-date technology has been used in the building, such as the movable roofs and the extensive automatic shades, along with advanced electronic control devices. And there have been outstanding efforts given to the renovation and beautification of ceilings and walls. A huge central air conditioning station was installed nearly 7 kilometers away, providing for the least amount of noise, along with a power station separate from the mosque.
It is from the Sunnah to visit the Masjid of the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, and to pass by his grave either before or after the Hajj. When the pilgrim enters the mosque, it is recommended for him to say, with the name of Allah and Salat and Salam upon the Messenger of Allah, O Allah, open for me the gates of your mercy. Indeed, this supplication is to be said upon entering any Masjid. He should then pray 2 rakats, and make supplication to Allah for whatever he wishes of good in this life and the next. To pray them in the area called Al-Rawda is better, because the Prophet, peace be upon him, said, the area between my house and my minbar is a garden of the gardens of paradise. However, the visitor should not crowd upon others to do this. He then heads towards the grave of the Prophet, peace be upon him, and those of his 2 companions, Abu Bakr and Umar, may Allah be pleased with them. He then turns toward the grave of the Prophet, peace be upon him, which is the first one he will see after leaving Al-Rawda. In a proper manner, using a low voice, he sends salams upon him, saying, As-salamu alaykum, O Messenger of Allah, and the mercy of Allah and his blessings. And there is no objection if he adds, As-salam upon you, the best of Allah's creation, and as-salam upon you, the best of the messengers, and the leader of the God-fearing. I testify that you delivered the message and fulfilled the trust given to you, and that you advised the world and exerted yourself to the utmost for Allah. He then sends salam upon Abu Bakr and Umar, may Allah be pleased with them, and asks for Allah's pleasure for them. It is not permitted for the visitor to make supplication facing the grave, but he should rather do so facing the Qibla, and he should supplicate as he wishes for the good of this life and the next.
Improvements, expansion, and renovations have not only been made to the Prophet's Mosque, but to all of the mosques and historic sites of Al Madinah Al Munawwara. Many facilities and amenities have been provided for visitors to Medina.
It is a sunnah to go to Masjid al-Quba and pray inside it and visit the site of the Battle of Uhud and the grave of the Prophet's uncle Hamza, may Allah be pleased with him, and the other martyrs of the Battle of Uhud, and to send salams upon them and supplicate for them. It is also sunnah for him to visit al-Baqi', the graveyard of Medina, and send salams to Uthman and those buried there, and pray for forgiveness and mercy for them. These are the only places of visitation in the city of the Prophet, peace be upon him. May Allah accept the deeds of every pilgrim and return them safely to their families, having benefited from Hajj.
الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.